All right, we know that there are tons of unlimited graphic design services out there, and the question is like, okay, what's the best graphic design service for me? Well, as a content marketing agency, we've been using various different graphic design services for years, including some of the on-demand for more than 3 years. I'm going to share with you behind the scenes how we find the best graphic design service for us as a content marketing agency and how we make sure that we maximize the use of these services and ultimately how we are dealing with getting our graphic design needs handled as an agency for ourselves and for our customers. So I'm sure that you'll be able to find some of this that should help when trying to find out what services will work for you. So let's hop on and check it out. All right, welcome. Today we are talking about the best graphic design services, right? I don't know that I'm gonna say the best. Probably not the best, but there are services that are designed to really help. And we're gonna talk about how we have dealt with those as an agency and see if any of those tips will help you in your business. First of all, if you're new here, I am Jen Neal, owner of Formula Done and founder of the Content Activation Formula. So all that means is what I do is I actually help businesses find qualified leads online and attract using content that is already yours, that is just tweaked to double your yield, really, right? So if any of those things sound interesting at all, be sure you check out some of our other videos here on YouTube. Gotta do the little promotion, right? I really do appreciate it. A lot of these videos are way fun. We just kind of love sharing how it is that I am navigating this landscape. And you know what? It's not perfect for me. It's not gonna be perfect for you. And it's constantly changing. But as long as we are sharing what we're learning along the way, hopefully some of the things that I've learned can help save you some time. So enough of that. Let's talk about graphic design services. As an agency, we are constantly having to do things with graphic design, right? So whether that is infographics or creating actual social media assets or creating stuff for lead magnets plus video on top of actual printed stuff, right? So we have print, we have social, we have website graphics, all those things. Graphics just never go away, which kind of makes me happy because that's where I started, was in graphic design. But as the case may be, I have been hiring designers or some sort of a design service for probably over 10 years. When I officially made the switch to using some of the unlimited graphic design services that are online, the first one that we switched to was kind of the original leader in this space. And so the end of 2018, beginning of 2019, we started using Design Pickle. And things have come a long way since we first started using Design Pickle. Thank goodness. But it's still not a perfect system, right? And I honestly don't know how to make this a perfect system, but what I'm gonna share with you is what our experience has been along the way. And so first of all, I mentioned unlimited graphic design service. So what does unlimited graphic design service actually mean? Well, it means that you can continue to make requests and they will continue to do work. And it sounds like as many requests as you put in, they'll just handle, which is not the case, right? So we're gonna get to that in a sec. But what unlimited service is basically you have access to one or a series of multiple different designers. You can plug in a bunch of things. It will eventually all come back to you. So that's where the unlimited part is. It just takes time to get there. So let's look at kind of how these services work. Actually, I got a good story for you. Okay, so here's the deal. I seriously love creative people, but as an employee, so in the past, like way, way back, I just outright hired graphic designers and copywriters. And what happened back then, which could honestly completely be all because of me and my leadership style. Like I've grown a lot since then as well. But in the past, when I have hired creative people, creative type people, namely writers and graphic designers, tend to be the most flaky people, like on the face of earth. I don't know what it is, but like, I don't care if I hired in the States or out of the States. Actually, in the States was even worse hiring anybody. And it would just be like, oh yeah, I'm kind of like not feeling writing today. So, or I'm kind of didn't really feel that design. So I just put a pause on it and I'll get something to you next week, right?
I don't want to work.
When you're trying to run an agency and I'm trying to get things done for customers on deadline so that all the other things can get done in time, I can't work with, oh, I'll get it to you in a week. I have to know when things are going to be done and when things are going to be ready, right? So I reached a frustration level that was like, I don't know, probably way past my forehead. And I'm like, I'm done with trying to hire individuals. So I moved on and said, all right, here's this new unlimited service, right? So the very first one that we started with was Design Pickle. And the reason was, well, one, because I actually met them, like it was a whole brand new thing. They were at a conference and I actually saw, like they were trying to raise awareness and get people out there. And first it seemed like way too good to be true, which turns out it was. Bing! I should follow that gut, right? But anyway, I met them and kind of dove right in with Design Pickle. And this is where I really learned to set up those expectations with other services in the future, because one of the best things that you want to do, especially as an agency, saying, okay, I'm going to hire a design service, you want to make sure that they actually have capable designers to be able to handle all the types of projects that you want to do. So I mentioned earlier, we do social media, we do infographics, we do ebooks, we do other printed materials, right? Like posters, advertisements, and then we do website graphics, right? Print, web, and social, those are very different kinds of graphics. And so to find a single designer that actually knows how to do all of those things, it's getting easier now, but it's kind of a difficult thing. Most people will be like, oh yeah, I totally do it, but they don't understand the nuances in difference of design for creating it for print versus website, right? So you want to really look at the types of services that the unlimited service offers. Now, a lot of them out there even include video editing and writing and logo design, different types of graphic design. So make sure that what your needs are matches up to the core foundations there. Okay, other things you want to look at are most of these design services claim unlimited. The key is active projects. How many active projects will they be working on? And whatever they call that, it's usually some form of active. Generally, depending on your plan, like a beginner level plan, you're going to get like one active project. The next level, you're going to get two active projects, and so on and so forth, right? But what that means is that no matter how many things you have stacked up in your queue or your list of awaiting design, if something is in progress, they will only work on two projects at one time or one project at a time. So you want to look at the submission type and the how they get things back to you. So a lot of them will have like custom dashboards. Some of them will have where you can actually submit from Slack or Trello or email or things like that. So depending on how your team works in order to be able to submit things. Other things that we really like to look at from an agency standpoint is I want to be able to build brand buckets or folders or whatever so that I can say, this is for this customer. And I don't have to detail out each time, here's their logo, here's their colors, here's their fonts, right? We want all of that to kind of live in the system. Makes it much easier to be like, all right, I want this social graphic for this customer and we need a new video thumbnail for this customer, right? Makes it much, much easier. Being able to invite different team members allows you to be able to see who's submitting what, you know, how's the feedback process going? So you can give access to different people on your team, let them control different projects that they're working on, right? So it gives everybody kind of a warm up to directorship. So one other thing that I like, oh, obviously cost, duh. How much does it cost? And the more you start stacking on those different like numbers of active projects, how much is that gonna change it versus actually hiring a full-time person and how that fits for you, right? Okay, let's talk about some tips for using some of these unlimited design services. This really comes down to some of the easiest stuff possible. One of the biggest problems with graphic designers is they're like, well, I don't know what the words you want on it are, right? Sorry, that was bad. But the biggest thing that you can do is make sure that you're like, this is the exact copy I want on this design. Because otherwise you end up with so much more back and forth and just ends up being a huge waste of time. So we make sure right up front that we keep that queue of like, here's the next project for you to work on. Here's the next one. We keep that queue stacked up so that anytime they finish, there's automatically one to take that place. So you're maximizing your active queue spots, right? Secondly, you want to make sure that when you're putting in a submission, you've got a brand bucket or folder or whatever you want to call it for that customer all set up. So you have their logo, their fonts, their colors. Here's exactly what we want. So very clearly outline. In fact, what we do is set up project briefs for each of the different kinds of graphics that we do. And inside the project brief, we say, okay, here's what I'm after. Here's exactly the copy. This is going to be used for this. Here's the type of traffic that's going to be seeing it. And here are other examples of inspiration we like, or existing social feed, or another website, or whatever it is. We want to give them examples so that they can kind of see. Very clearly tell them which colors are supposed to be used and exactly what the copy is that you want. That is going to help reduce your time of revisions and back and forth. And this is something that I have learned over many, many years. So if you take nothing else away from this entire episode, please make sure you give your designers everything they need up front, because they're flakes. I'm sorry, guys. They kind of are. Oh, and then once projects come back from design, it's like, hey, here, we've submitted something for you for your approval, right? Don't let those things sit. Like I mentioned before, if that kind of fills up your queue, active, not, whatever, if you are leaving something sitting there and you haven't given revision or feedback, the faster you get that in, the faster that project gets done. And a lot of times, here's a lot of the tips with the unlimited services, they will work overnight. So most of the designers that they hire are not in the United States. So you submit the stuff, you'll have new designs back in the morning. There is generally a short window of time where those two things intersect. So if you are an early morning riser or whoever is watching the services, get in and submit those revisions early in the morning. That seems to help expedite them. If you wait until revisions later in the day, what happens is there's usually some sort of a cutoff with these services, right? So your stuff isn't going to go in until the next day. If revisions take up one of your active queue spots, you're going to lose one for like a whole day. And that ends up making it less profitable, less productive, right? And also giving really honest feedback. I have no problem at all being like, yeah, this sucks. This isn't what I asked for at all. Or like, hey, nailed it. Way to go. I don't care if it's good or bad feedback, but give them honest feedback. Because if you don't, for a while, I had some people on my team who were like, oh no, it's okay. I'll just take and adjust it on my end. But then they're never learning. And then you keep getting the same crap back from the design service, and you don't want that, right? So honest feedback, make it as quick as possible, and keep the queue full. Those are really the best tips to maximize the effectiveness of this. All right, I want to ask, just out of curiosity here, how many of you guys are using design services or have in the past? Which one? And like, were you successful? Did you find things you liked, you didn't like? Just out of curiosity, I want to see. Add it in the comments below. Make sure you like the video while you're at it. Can't wait to hear how this has gone for everybody else. So I'm going to share with you various specifics on the three services that we have used over the last 3 years. Ironically, yeah, it seems to be about a year goes by before I'm like, that's it. I'm done. I'm switching. So the very first one that we started off with was Design Pickle. And then I started to get very frustrated by the turn times. So I would submit a revision request, and literally just for this word is spelled wrong, can you modify this? Downside with Design Pickle at the time we were using them is they did not provide source files. So even if there was something that was a tiny typo, I could not go in and adjust it because they had all the source files. So that was something that we started to look for, right? So I would submit a revision, and something just as simple as a word change would not come back to me for another 2 days. I found it very frustrating. Also, it seems like with these design services, they tend to bring on new designers who don't read the instructions, don't copy and paste, like they're actually retyping your text, which is where a bunch of the typos came from. Here was my biggest frustration with Design Pickle, is I started getting projects back where the designer had clearly not read the project brief. This is what we're after. Here's other examples. Please don't use these colors, you know, like very clearly had not read the actual instructions and had just done something completely way wrong. The frustrating part then is it comes back. That's still one of your active queue. You have to ask for revisions. And then that goes back and it's stuck in a dark hole for 2 days. And then it finally comes back and it's not the right thing again. So where one simple graphic should have literally been a quick turnaround and been done, all of a sudden we're a week in and I still don't have the graphics that I need, right? So I started to get very frustrated by the people not paying attention and the long turnaround time with Design Pickle. And so we ended up moving away from there. So the next one that we looked at, I was getting heavily into our content marketing, right? And I had, even for myself, you guys, I know I've talked about this process before, but we shoot these episodes here, right? It goes on YouTube, goes out on Libsyn for our podcast, and we turn every one of these episodes into a blog as well. It goes on our website. So we had a lot of copywriting that had to be done, as well as all of our social call outs and posts and stuff like that. So hiring a writer outright for that would probably cost me anywhere from $200 to $500 per episode just for the copywriting. And so I'm like, this doesn't really work. So I went looking back at graphic design services, started all over. The scope of the projects that we needed has changed, right? So I found a design service, Floxy, who also included content writing and video editing into the services that they provided. I'm like, winner, right? So we were with Floxy for a little while. They had the same problems with turn times, and the video editors and the copywriters were definitely not even English speaking, and I'm pretty sure just using AI tools or whatever to kind of help put stuff together. It was terrible. It was horrible, 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 horrible writing, and we could not use it. Video they did a little bit better on, but it was really not fantastic. So we did not last very long with Floxy. I would also probably not recommend them. That was probably about a year and a half, 2 years ago, something like that. Then we said, okay, now we have a new set of priorities. New set of priorities is we want really good graphic design, and we just took the copywriting out of all of it. We're like, just focus on just design. We want somebody that's going to have really good designers. So looked around, did some digging, ended up with Penji. So Penji, they do have a set of really good designers for the most part. So we have gotten some great completely out of the box designs that we never would have even kind of put together. They have been really awesome for a lot of our stuff. Turn times, here's what happened. Turn times starting to slow down again. Number of active projects going down. So we upgraded our plan, which helped for a little bit. Turn times kind of came back up. We started getting more active projects. That started going back down again. We ended up upgrading our plan again to a daytime account where you're supposed to be able to get unlimited revisions in addition to the active project you're working on. Sounded great in theory. Again, we submit a revision, same thing. We're seeing maybe one or two revisions during the day, and then it all pushes back to the next day. My last and final straw is I have a workbook that I was working on, and I had my Google Doc and everything to them, and they started working on that workbook and had it for a week and a half and had done the first 12 pages, I believe, of the workbook, of like an 80-page workbook. So this project was going to go on forever and I needed it before then. So I ended up having to pull it. So pros and cons, kind of gone through all of those already, but pros are basically you get access to a much larger variety of designers. So you can get it's good for like finding new ideas or as an agency, finding different creatives that you can work with different customers. Cons, turn times and communication is ridiculous. It's funny how we really repeat these patterns because, you know, I started off with graphic design, having in-house designers and writers. And then I went and used all these services because it was like, I'm just going to let somebody else manage my people instead of me trying to get creative people in line. And now I'm back at the place where I'm super frustrated by turnaround times and quantity of delivery. And so we actually, in fact, as of today, ironically, have officially fired Penji and are bringing another graphic designer on team to see if we can increase our volume and productivity. So we're now at a place where, you know, I have a good structure in place and stuff, so I don't have to worry as much about managing and directing because we've got all the systems set up. So now we're actually taking it back in-house. Does that mean that I think unlimited graphic design services are not worth it or completely a waste of money? No, I think that it can be super, super helpful, even if for a single business, right? You can still put stuff in it as long as you're not in a huge rush for your designs. Eventually you're going to get some good work. So that's kind of my take on it. As an agency, we need stuff fast and furious and to make sure that we are hitting those deadlines. So we're giving up on the unlimited services and making our own unlimited services. All right. Well, I hope that that helps in terms of how to use these graphic design services. And you know what? If you're not using images, you guys, images are key. People don't want to read or anything like that. I don't care if you're talking about your blog or your website or your social media or wherever you're using the graphics. Take the time to put some real design into it, because consistently branded design, consistently showing up, is going to do nothing but just elevate your brand and elevate your trust level to your potential customers. So if you haven't used one of these design services, it's been something you've been thinking about, go check it out and make sure you comment down below. Let us know how your experience went. Catch you guys on the next episode. Thanks.